John Batchelor with my colleague Simon Constable. We've told war stories of 08-09, but there's a real war story right now, the war in Ukraine. And over these last weeks, there's been news of the Kremlin talking to the White House and of the two presidents talking to each other about settling the Ukrainian conflict, we believe, but much more than that. Also talking about nuclear weapons, also talking about Iran, and talking about investment. That's right. There is talk that the reason the Kremlin sent the man in charge of the Sovereign Wealth Fund, his name is Kirill Dmitriev, to Washington to speak with Steve Witkoff, representing the president, is that not only was Mr. Dmitriev born in Ukraine, not only was Mr. Dmitriev educated in America, including Stanford, and as a consultant, not only does he have English and Russian and Ukrainian, but also he's in charge of the Sovereign Wealth Fund. He's a banker. Sending a banker to worry about a war seems strange, but not if you include the possibility that it's about investment in Russia's rare earths. What did you find out, Simon, about the ambition of making a deal with Ukraine? Is that deal going forward? You're a Fox News piece.
I don't think that it, well, certainly the Ukrainian one may or may not be, and that seems to be a sort of a very volatile situation still between Donald Trump and Vladimir Zelensky on that side. But on the Russian side, it's still open. Everything I've looked around for about to getting the sources of this about Russia negotiating with the U.S. to have a deal for mining rare earths in Russia is coming from Russian newspapers. And these Russian newspapers tend to not always tell the whole truth, to put it mildly. However, if this is correct, and we'll find out one day whether it is, this looked like it's still the very, very beginning of a deal. That means they both like the idea of doing it, but there's a long way to go. So they're discussing it. Everyone's got their ears, you know, there, and they're talking to each other in a good way. And that could actually really, really help. I guess the idea is if the two countries are working together on the same sort of project, that they are less likely to be antagonistic to each other. I think that's a theory. I don't know if it's going to work in practice. Now, and certainly the U.S. is very interested in having access to rare earths and other minerals. And that comes to the Fox piece I wrote, which was basically saying, well, if it can't happen in Ukraine, maybe it can happen in other countries. And the two countries that really stood out to me were one was Greenland, which we've heard about, which Donald Trump and his administration want to take over. Basically, they want to basically own Greenland. And then the other is Congo, which is in Africa, and it's the world's largest producer of cobalt. So we'll see about what everything is going to happen there. I thought that the Congo situation was very interesting because the president wrote a letter to Donald Trump saying, please come here, we'll work with you, especially if you could help us deal with our rebels that are causing us a bit of a problem in Congo. Very, very interesting.
And Greenland has rare earths enough and access to those rare earths? Was that a positive? We have 30 seconds.
It's very hard because it's under an ice sheet, and right, there are a lot of different minerals there, including oil and gas, as well as all the other good stuff. And it'll be hard to get out, but it will also be a good strategic location for U.S. Army if the U.S. Army ever gets there.
Simon Constable in south of France, where it's paradise, and he deserves it.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.